This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sam Altman, president of Y Combinator, a startup accelerator, formed something called United Slate to look at future candidates for 2018 and 2020. Senator John McCain of Arizona indicated that he will vote against the Graham-Cassidy health care bill, joining Senators Rand Paul, who for different reasons was opposed and likely scuttling the effort since the senators from Maine and Alaska are also leaning against the bill. Federal government has finally told election officials last week in 21 states that hackers targeted their systems before last year's presidential election. Among the states that confirmed notification were the battlegrounds of Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin, joined by Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. President Trump is replacing his ban on travelers from six majority Muslim countries with severe restrictions on visitors from nations he's determined do little to protect against terrorists and criminals coming into the United States, officials said. Uber's history of scandals and disregard for local rules finally caught up with it when London declined to renew the ride-sharing company's license to operate in the city, its largest European market. Transport for London, the agency who oversees the city's subways, buses, and taxicabs, declared that Uber was not sufficiently fit and proper. The designation carries significant weight in Britain. Nonprofit governance is being questioned after entertainment producer Harvey Weinstein arranged for two items to be auctioned off at a fundraiser for AMFAR, a New York-based charity that works to cure AIDS. The offers came with a condition. $600,000 of the money raised at the auction in Cannes, France, would go to the American Repertory Theater, a nonprofit playhouse that had done a trial run of Finding Neverland, a Broadway musical that Weinstein produced. The Bipartisan Deferment for Active Cancer Treatment Act would let borrowers defer their student loan payments when they get a cancer diagnosis and for 6 more months after their active treatment is completed. It's a courtesy Congress extends now to borrowers who are unemployed, deployed in the military, or volunteering with the Peace Corps. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rafke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.